Trade resumes across the Thai Myanmar border after weeks of bitter fighting in the area. Longboats laden with goods ferrying their loads to and fro. The Moy River that divides the two countries has been quiet for several days, but further inside Myanmar, the fighting has been fierce. The battle rages inside the grounds of this temple in the town of Mae Thor Talay. Fighters from the Karen National Liberation Army against forces from Myanmar's army and border defense force. It's an uneven fight. The fighters for independence facing a fully equipped modern army with heavy artillery and air support. The most potent weapons they have are rocket-propelled grenades. This man crossed the border with a group of rebels overnight. He wants his identity hidden, but he says it's the attacks from above that most people fear.
I don't know exactly what they are, but they're throwing large bombs out of the helicopters, and soldiers are sitting in the choppers firing machine guns at the people below.
Merry Christmas!
And despite being outgunned, the Karen fighters' morale appears to be high.
Even though nothing compared with the strength and might like that, but we don't care. Well, we do believe that at the end of the day we win.
And it's clear the ceasefire that has held for a decade is now shattered.
So we clearly know that they make a very big offense into our area to take over our land, our territory like that.
On the Thai side of the border, the state of high alert has been lowered.
The Thai military are now considerably more relaxed after the fighting appears to have moved away, but they're still monitoring very closely, watching anyone who's going up to the border.
But inside Myanmar, an estimated 20,000 people have been displaced by the fighting. They remain in makeshift shelters with limited food and water. And despite the lull in the fighting, many don't feel it's safe enough to go home. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, on the Thai-Myanmar border.